This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Quran Weekly. This is your brother Umar Sulaiman, and today inshallah we'll continue with the superstar series. So last week we talked about Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu, and we said that there is a name that's almost always associated with Talha radiallahu anhu, and that is the name of Az-Zubayr ibn Awwam radiallahu anhu. Part of that reason is because he was related to Talha, because he was the son of Al-Awwam ibn Khuwaylid, who was the younger brother of Nawfal ibn Khuwaylid, and who passed away at a very young age. So the person that would actually raise him was Nawfal, the half-brother of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, who happened to be the same person that tortured Talha radiallahu anhu. Also, his mother was Safiyya, the aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that made him a first cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when he accepted Islam, he was very young. He was only 12 years old. So Nawfal took full advantage of this child, and Nawfal used to torture him so severely. He would wrap him up in a mat every single day, and he would suffocate him with smoke. And every single night, the people of Mecca could hear the screams of Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu, this 12-year-old child that was being tortured fi sabilillah. Now Zubair and Ali and Talha, may Allah be pleased with them all, became sort of like a trio of children surrounding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Zubair had this certain type of courage. I mean, imagine, you know, when we're talking about the persecution of a 20-year-old, or we're talking about the persecution of a 30-year-old, that's much different than talking about the persecution of a 12-year-old who bears that with bravery and courage. And in fact, one time he even heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was being attacked. So he took his sword and he ran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I heard that you were being attacked." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What were you going to do then?" He said, "I was going to strike the one that was attacking you." So this became, as the scholars say, the first sword that was drawn fi sabilillah. So we have this young boy that truly loved the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that had the special quality of courage and bravery. In the Battle of Badr, he earned a special title. He was one of the two people that had horses. So the Prophet ﷺ only had two horsemen, whereas Quraysh had 300 horsemen against the Muslims. One of them was Az-Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He learned a special talent. Basically, he had the skill of being able to fight with two swords while controlling the horse just with his legs. And on that day, he wore a yellow turban and he fought so bravely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him with something that no other man had ever been honored with. When Allah says that on the day of Badr, He sent 3,000 of the angels to fight alongside the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent those angels all imitating and following Az-Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that they were all wearing yellow turbans in following Az-Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So can you imagine, this man, this young man, was being followed by 3,000 malaika even in his dress, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Also, in the Battle of Uhud, there was a man by the name of Talha ibn Abi Talha al-Abdari. Talha ibn Abi Talha, not Talha ibn Ubaidillah, was from the army of the Mushrikeen, and he had the best horse that belonged to the Mushrikeen. On top of that, he was known for being a fierce warrior. So he called out the Muslims several times before the Battle of Uhud started, and Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu insisted that he would fight him. And so he went forth, and Safiyya, the mother of Az-Zubayr, she went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said, "He's gonna kill my son." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, No, Az-Zubayr will kill him inshaAllah." And Az-Zubayr was a very special warrior. Ali radiallahu anhu, he says about Zubair, "Yaghdabu kan-nimr," he gets angry like a tiger, and then he attacks the way that a lion would attack. So he says that Az-Zubayr walked up to Talha ibn Abi Talha al-Abdari. He put down his sword, he climbed the horse, the best horse that belonged to the mushrikeen, of Talha ibn Abi Talha. He took his sword and he killed him with his sword, and then he threw him off and he brought the horse back for the use of the Muslims in the Battle of Uhud. So yeah, we're talking about a fierce and courageous and brave warrior in Az-Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in fact, he always served next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He played a key role under Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the battles against Musaylimah, the false prophet. He played a key role in some of the conquests that took place in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and in the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he also had something very special happen to him. When the Muslims first moved to Medina, when the Hijrah took place, some of the people said that the Muslims would not be able to bear children. So Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu was married to Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha wa an walidiha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her and her father. And Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha would be the first woman to give birth 3 months after the Hijrah, when the Muslims thought that they were cursed. And she gave birth to Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first child that was born after the Hijrah. Now, Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he says about himself, he says that Talha used to name all of his children after prophets. He said, I named all of my children after shuhada, after the martyrs. So he named Abdullah ibn Zubayr after Abdullah ibn Jahsh. And he named Urwa after Urwa bin Mas'ud. So he would name his children after the shuhada. And subhanAllah, this quality of bravery and courageousness, it stayed with him throughout his entire life. Unfortunately, he was also amongst the people who was sucked into that fitna that took place after the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu. He wanted the blood of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be avenged. So he was with Aisha radiallahu anha and Talha radiallahu anhu in demanding that the killers of Uthman radiallahu anhu be pursued. And as we mentioned with Talha radiallahu anhu, both Ali and Aisha, may Allah be pleased with them, agreed upon this. And Ali radiallahu anhu, in fact, he reminded Az-Zubayr of an incident that took place in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once saw Ali and Az-Zubayr together. As we mentioned, these three were a trio in the early days of Islam. So he mentioned to Az-Zubayr and Ali while they were together. He asked Az-Zubayr, he said, "Do you love Ali?" And Zubayr said, "Of course I love Ali." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tuqatilhu wa anta lahu zalim." You will fight him and you will be the transgressor in that case. Now, does that mean that Zubayr became a kafir? Does that mean that Zubayr radiallahu anhu was a zalim in his nature? No, absolutely not. Because if that was the case, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have said that they are my neighbors in Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have said at the end of his life that I am pleased with Talha and Zubayr along with the other 10 promised paradise. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying, when that time comes, you should relinquish your cause and you should leave that cause. So as Zubayr radiallahu anhu was standing in front of Ali radiallahu anhu, and Ali reminded him of that incident, and Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu actually gave Ali bay'ah, he gave him allegiance, and then he left the battlefield, but he was pursued by one of the Khawarij by the name of Amr ibn Jarmuz, who pursued Az-Zubayr, and he asked Az-Zubayr, he said that, "I want your companionship, I just want to travel with you." So Az-Zubayr allowed. He allowed him to come with him and to be his companion. And when the time of Salatul Asr came, Az-Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went and he made wudu. And Amr ibn Jarmuz, he made the iqama. Whenever Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu started his salah, Amr ibn Jarmuz attacked him and he mutilated him. And he thought that he was going to be pleasing to Ali radiallahu anhu. He thought that he was going to be rewarded. So he took the limbs and the sword of Az-Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he took them to the tent of Ali. And when he wanted to enter into the tent of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the guards told him not to come in. He gave his sword to the guards of Ali, who took the sword of Az-Zubayr to Ali radiallahu anhu. And Ali radiallahu anhu started to cry. And he said, "I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, 'Bashiru qatil ibn Safiyyah bin Nar.' If you see the murderer of Ibn Safiyyah, Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu, give him the tidings or give him the news that he is a person of hellfire." So he started to yell, Ali radiallahu anhu started to yell, "Bashiru qatil ibn Safiyyah bin Nar. Tell the one who murdered Az-Zubayr that he's going to hellfire." And when Ali came out, Amr ibn Jarmuz had already run away and he committed suicide. SubhanAllah. Now, that is a very, very sad ending to his life, but there's something very significant here that some of the historians pointed out with Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Now, if you look at the lives of his children, Abdullah and Urwa, may Allah be pleased with them both, both of them died in their salah. Both of them died in their salah. And you see, Az-Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also died in his salah. So what does this show you? The courage that Az-Zubayr had was not from arrogance, was not from pride, but rather the pride was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This courage was coming from his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Az-Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the honor of dying in his salah, as were his children radiallahu anhuma. So I ask you, what kind of courage do you have? How much do you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And whenever you feel like you're being humiliated, or whenever you feel embarrassed or awkward because of your Islam, shy to say assalamu alaikum in public, maybe pulled over by TSA for an extra random search, how do you feel? Do you feel proud to be a Muslim, and do you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And do you have only the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that same courage coupled with humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the righteous and to join us with At-Talha wa Zubair, the neighbors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the highest level of Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'll see you next week. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Quran Weekly. So do yourself a favor, if you benefited from this video, go ahead and like it and share it on your Facebook and Twitter. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as is narrated in Sahih Muslim, "Man sanna fil Islami sunnatan hasana, falahu ajru wa ajru man amala biha," that whoever does something good inshaAllah ta'ala and starts it or shares it and other people follow, then he will get the reward that he has, and of course the reward of anyone who followed him in that inshaAllah. So if someone else benefits from this, you get the same reward as the presenter inshaAllah and the same reward as the producer. So go ahead and like it, love it, share it. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.